Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
So many country stars have been on the forefront of trying to get help for those that were affected by Hurricane Helene. And Thomas Rhett and his wife, Lauren, are no exception. Thomas posted over the weekend some ways that you could help.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's been a pretty heavy week, to say the least. As you know, Hurricane Helene has wrecked so many parts of the eastern coast. All over the place, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, Indianapolis, Kentucky, West Virginia, Ohio. Just been such a devastating week, and me and Lauren have just been absolutely heartbroken for all the people affected, for all the families affected, and I think we've just been racking our brains and really just trying to, you know, ask our team and our friends who have families there. My grandparents and all my cousins live down in Valdosta, Georgia. Just been asking people how in the world we can help. And I know that there is a wealth of knowledge on the internet and social media of ways that we can give back and ways that we can help. But I think the difference in this one is it's not just a one-time fix. You know, I think this is going to be an extended effort for months to come. And so I just wanted to hop on here and say, you know, if you have the means to give, I'm going to link a few organizations that me and Lauren have already given to. But obviously do your own due diligence, like make sure that, you know, these places that you're giving, you know exactly where your money's going. But if you don't have the means to give, and prayer is so powerful, and I know that sounds like such a cliche thing to say, but it is so powerful. So, you know, my condolences for those families and all the people affected. We love you and we are praying for you. And I think the last thing I would say is, like, if you know anybody in these areas, ask them how you can help. You know, I think Lauren texted a friend in North Carolina that said a lot of farmers need hay. So we helped get a couple of truckloads of hay down North Carolina for the farmers to feed their animals. So, like, you know, it doesn't have to be one of these organizations. It can be any way, and obviously through prayer too. So, yeah, just do your research and figure out how you can help. I know it'll be much, much, much appreciated. Love y'all.
And as Thomas said, the most important thing is to do your research, and the Red Cross is always a great option. But if you have people there, ask them what they need. That's how you're going to get the best answer possible. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. As always, God bless Dolly Parton. We can say it for just about anything, right, producer
Jess? Yes, yes.
I wish she was here to be my co-host today. Now that would be amazing. John's out today for his birthday. His birthday is tomorrow, but it's birthday week. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's John's birthday week. It's all John all the time.
Well, and if Dolly was here, she would probably give him a song for that, too. But Dolly Parton, the next of celebrities that are stepping up and helping out, especially the country music community, after Hurricane Helene and the devastation that it caused. She made an appearance in Newport, Tennessee at a Walmart, and there's a good reason why she was actually at Walmart. But listen to what Dolly does first.
Helene, 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 you came in here and broke us all apart. Helene, 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 but we're all here to mend these broken hearts. And that's what I'm doing here, so I really wish that we were all together for another reason, but we all have seen the devastation. I mean, who knew in our little part of the country here, where I was born and raised, just right down the road, that we would have this kind of devastation? And I look around and I think, these are my mountains. These are my valleys. These are my rivers flowing like a stream. These are my people. These mountain-colored rainbows,
these are my people and this is my home. And I just want all of you to know, remember when we had the fires, everybody pitched in, tried to do everything that they could. And so I really think that this is a time for me to step up again, for all of us to step up and do what we can. And of course, today I wanted to announce that from myself personally, just from my own bank account, I'm donating $1 million today. But there's a lot to be done, and we're trying to find other ways to even raise more funds. But also, with my Dollywood companies and all the people I'm involved with, and we've added another $1 million to that $1 million. So we're starting out with a good little hunk. So they've written a whole teleprompter up there for me to talk about, but I don't need to say a whole bunch of that stuff because I like to speak from my heart. And I just want you to know that I am totally with you because I am part of you. This really feels like I'm just right at home.
I love the fact she says I have a teleprompter here, but I'm not reading that. I'm just talking to you guys what's going on in my heart.
Aww.
Right? Given $2 million. And also Walmart, by the way, has pledged $10 million to hurricane relief across all of the affected states. And in addition, they are using their parking lots to provide resources for showers, laundry, food, charging stations. I mean, people are just stepping up. It's like Dolly said, we did it before, we got to do it again. Got to love that. Even though John is gone, we are still playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And if you call right now, 833-287-1037 and take me on, you're automatically getting to go to SeaWorld's Howl Oh Scream. But if you beat me, you're also going to get $100. So call right now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
On the way, and Merrill swings, sends it in the air to left field and deep. Hernandez is going back. He is at the wall. This one, gonna go! Jackson Merrill's first career postseason home run. A two-run shot here in the eighth, and it's 6-1 San Diego at Dodger Stadium.
This kid is special.
Special is a great word. I love Jackson Merrill. It's like I've adopted him now. He's my own child. Thank you to Jesse Aguilar and Tony Gwynn Jr., voice of the Padres. Thanks to 97.3 The Fan for that piece of audio. I have just been a fan of Jackson Merrill, and when he finally got to get that home run, I was yelling all over the place. I love him, and I love this team, and I love how it's got me sucked in.
It's so funny. So I was downtown over the weekend. By the way, John is out today. It's his birthday week, so
birthday
he has
week.
A birthday day off. It's a whole thing. But... because you're like, why are the two girls talking about the Padres?
Yeah.
But anyways, I was downtown this weekend, and the energy of the Padre fans were so intense, and everybody was excited. The game had barely started on Saturday. Unfortunately, no, the Saturday when we lost.
Ooh,
but there were people already downtown just drinking up a storm,
Yeah. Getting
so excited, because we were ahead at the beginning there, and it was really, really fun to watch.
It did. The beginning of the game on Saturday was super fun, but then it just became long and sad. But last night was epic, and oof, beating the Dodgers was such a great feeling, even after all the crap that they pulled, the fans, and we'll get into that a little bit more, because John's actually supposed to be calling us this morning.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll have him coming up next to throw his two cents into some of the things. But Padre win, they all came here last night via bus after the game, have a practice day, and we'll be ready to go for game three tomorrow.
I can't wait.
I know.
I'm so excited to see what the series ends with.
Me too. 833-287-1037. It is time to take me on in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Even when John's gone, we can still play the game, and you have tickets to SeaWorld's Howl O Scream just for taking me on. But if you beat me, you'll also win $100. So call right now. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSO. Happy birthday week, John.
It's not birthday week. My birthday is tomorrow. It's today.
So it's a pre-birthday birthday?
I had the chance to go to Disneyland today. Yes. I will be wearing a birthday button.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not by my choice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're being forced into it? Are you really being forced into it?
I mean, what do you think? Yes. I don't want to be a spoil sport.
What is better than teasing John that it's birthday week, making him wear a birthday button at Disneyland? I love it.
You love it. You secretly love it. You're going to revel in every time somebody says happy birthday to you, because they will. You're going to go, thanks. I just see it now.
All right. Anyway.
We're not here to talk about John's birthday week, but we are here to talk Padres.
Oh, my goodness. This whole series is going to destroy me. Although yesterday was a nice break, just watching us just unload.
An amazing game last night. So exciting.
Six long balls, drama, thuggish behavior on part of select Dodgers fans. I'm not going to lump all you into that, but man, just, I would be so ashamed to wear that uniform if I was a fan today, just watching. I mean, anything could have happened.
Sure. And there's plenty of Dodger fans who are apologizing for that, too.
You know, Jurickson Profar probably upset a few people by pretending. He wasn't even pretending. He was just kind of having fun and trolling some of the people in the crowd. And when he was it a home run? Was it an out? We couldn't see because he didn't turn his back. Even on screen, they said home run. And, the player was rounding the bases. And, no, he caught the ball. And I think that kind of irked some people. You know, Jurickson's one of those guys like Manny, to a lesser degree, that you love him if he's on your team, but maybe you don't if he's not.
Sure.
But
it's no excuse for throwing crap on the field.
No. I hate half the Dodgers team. I'm not throwing anything at them. I shouldn't say hate. I strongly dislike.
Okay.
like a bad taste in my mouth. Like, yeah, yes. A sour piece of fruit or something.
Yes.
You know,
So anyway, the game was delayed because of that. And there was an interesting little trivia fact that producer Jessica told me this morning, John.
Go ahead.
So if they, the game was delayed, I think, officially 8 minutes. If it would have gone 15 minutes or more, the umpires would have had the option to immediately call the game. Even if the Padres weren't winning, the fans of the home teams cause a disruption 15 minutes or more, the umpires can call the game for the visiting team, even if the visiting team isn't winning.
Well, I'm glad that it didn't happen that way. I'm glad it ended the way it did.
That would have been a horrible way to win a game. Because we didn't need any help from the umps.
No,
our
we
best
did not.
Took care of that. And a great crusty veteran by the name of Yu Darvish took care of that. God, was he awesome. How great was that?
It was just so much fun. And part of the game last night, I actually had to listen to the fan in the car because I had to take my daughter back home. So I was watching on television. I got in the car, listened to the fan, then came back home, then finished the game on the TV.
Well, we got a day off today, and then it all goes down again tomorrow. I have absolutely no idea how this is going to finish. I mean, obviously I know how I want it to finish, but I just have no idea. If we can just keep our foot on the gas pedal like the way we did last night, I mean, we just did not let up. We can't. Especially after what happened yesterday. We were disrespected.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. We were disrespected, and now we're going to show them what happens when we get disrespected. But I sound like a godfather.
Here's the thing, though. Please, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying it, but just to make sure, just because some fans in L.A. acted that way, please do not do that in our home stadium.
Oh, my God. You're right. You're right. Let's show them how class actually represents itself.
Yes, stay 100%. Classy. San Diego could never be more important.
Right. I agree. Lead by example, Tim. That's what I've always tried to teach you.
Well, happy birthday week, John.
Happy birthday week.
It's not my birthday week. My birthday's tomorrow.
Enjoy your birthday button at Disneyland.
I'll give you a birthday button. I'll talk to you later.
We can't wait to hear all about it tomorrow, John. Have a great day.
Okay, I'll see you guys in the morning. Thank you for giving me the day off. Go Pods. Go Pods. Go Pods.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's Hollywood Knowledge.
Going out to Charles in San Marcos. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. Am I calling the Jessica and Tammy show?
You are today. It's John's birthday week, and he will be back tomorrow. But it is time to take me on in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, being brought to us by a garage door and gate store on Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. Go to a garage door and gate store.com. First thing you got to do, though, Charles, is kick me out of the studio.
Tammy, will you please leave the studio?
I will. Good luck.
All right, Charles, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to win that $100. And just a reminder, all ties do go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Jennifer Aniston admitted on Jimmy Kimmel Live that she carries a Ziploc bag that contains some of her dead therapist's ashes. Who did Aniston play on Friends?
Rachel.
It was revealed that Jelly Roll will be performing as part of the tribute to Ozzy Osbourne during the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony later this month. What was the name of the MTV reality show Ozzy and his family starred in?
Was it the Osbournes?
Glamour Magazine's Women of the Year includes Serena Williams, Sydney Sweeney, Taraji P. Henson, and Pamela Anderson. Before starring on Baywatch, what Tim Allen sitcom was Anderson a regular on?
Home Improvement.
Matthew Broderick wishes he'd been on Sex and the City, but the schedule never seemed to work out. His wife, of course, is the star of the show. What is her name?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
And finally, the Joker tops a ranking of the best clowns in pop culture. He's followed by Pennywise from It and Charlie Chaplin. Name any of the actors that have played Joker on the big screen.
Heath Ledger.
All right, let's get Tammy back in. Tammy, what do you got going on today, Charles?
Just starting the work week.
And what do you do?
Construction.
Awesome. Were you using your shop vac? I heard a vacuum going.
Yes.
Are you jealous, Jess? You want to use the shop vac?
You know, I don't have a shop vac, and I'm would surprised. Really like one.
I'm surprised
I know.
You don't.
Charles did really well. 5 out of 5.
Wow. Oh, boy.
So here's what happens. Tammy, you're going to answer the questions. I'm not going to tell you whether you got them right or wrong until the end.
Okay.
To keep a little suspense going. So here we go. Jennifer Aniston admitted on Jimmy Kimmel Live that she carries a Ziploc bag that contains some of her dead therapist's ashes.
Weird.
Who did Aniston play on Friends?
Rachel.
It was revealed that Jelly Roll will be performing as part of the tribute to Ozzy Osbourne during the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony later this month. So that means he will not be singing Cher. I am so sorry.
Oh.
What was the name of the MTV reality show Ozzy and his family starred in?
The Osbournes.
Glamour Magazine's Women of the Year include Serena Williams, Sydney Sweeney, Taraji P. Henson, and Pamela Anderson. Before starring on Baywatch, what Tim Allen sitcom was Anderson a regular on?
Well, it could be like a double answer because she was the Tool Time girl on the show Tool Time, which was on Home Improvement. So it was a show within a show.
Okay. Just needed one answer. Matthew Broderick wishes he'd been on Sex and the City, but the schedule just never seemed to work out. His wife is the star of the show. What is her name?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
And finally, the Joker tops a ranking of the best clowns in pop culture. He's followed by Pennywise from It and Charlie Chaplin. Name any of the actors that have played Joker on the big screen.
Joaquin Phoenix.
All right. Let's go through these questions. Jennifer Aniston did play Rachel on Friends. You both got that right. The Osbournes was the name of the MTV reality show with Ozzy Osbourne and his family. You both got that right. Pamela Anderson was on Home Improvement. You both got that right. Matthew Broderick's wife, Sarah Jessica Parker, both got that right. And finally, the Joker. So there's been several people that have played him on screen. Heath Ledger is what Charles said. Jack Nicholson, Jared Leto. I forgot about Jared Leto. He was in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Joaquin Phoenix, who plays Joker. And we are all set. So that means, unfortunately, Charles, you did so good, but so did Tammy. So you're not going to get any of her money, but you will get a great prize just for playing.
Charles, you now have 4 tickets to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event, which is SeaWorld's Howl-O Scream, going on now through November 2nd.
Thanks so much, ladies.
You are so welcome. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
It was a big weekend for producer Jessica, and it's a perfect day to share all about Girls Weekend since John is out for the day. It's birthday week, John.
John's birthday week.
We'd love to hear about your last Girls Weekend, Girls Week, Girls Night as well. 833-287-1037. So producer Jessica threw herself headfirst into this girl's weekend, planning everything for her three best friends, had an itinerary that was pages long, even had a dress code. Mm-hmm. How did it go?
It was fantastic. The reviews are in, and you know what? They were stellar. It was such a fun-filled weekend. We did all of our favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
It started on Friday night. We went to a tiki bar. Then we went to see Dashboard Confessional because we're emo girls.
Right.
And so we went to an emo show and screamed our heads off Friday night. Saturday, we did a taco tour, which is amazing. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Because we have to do that as a show, you know, for research and all.
Research purposes, 1,000.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Going out to Charles in San Marcos. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. Am I calling the Jessica and Tammy show?
You are today. It's John's birthday week, and he will be back tomorrow. But it is time to take me on in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, being brought to us by a garage door and gate store on Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. Go to a garage door and gate store.com. First thing you got to do, though, Charles, is kick me out of the studio.
Tammy, will you please leave the studio?
I will. Good luck.
All right, Charles, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to win that $100. And just a reminder, all ties do go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Jennifer Aniston admitted on Jimmy Kimmel Live that she carries a Ziploc bag that contains some of her dead therapist's ashes. Who did Aniston play on Friends?
Rachel.
It was revealed that Jelly Roll will be performing as part of the tribute to Ozzy Osbourne during the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony later this month. What was the name of the MTV reality show Ozzy and his family starred in?
Was it the Osbournes?
Glamour Magazine's Women of the Year includes Serena Williams, Sydney Sweeney, Taraji P. Henson, and Pamela Anderson. Before starring on Baywatch, what Tim Allen sitcom was Anderson a regular on?
Home Improvement.
Matthew Broderick wishes he'd been on Sex and the City, but the schedule never seemed to work out. His wife, of course, is the star of the show. What is her name?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
And finally, the Joker tops a ranking of the best clowns in pop culture. He's followed by Pennywise from It and Charlie Chaplin. Name any of the actors that have played Joker on the big screen.
Heath Ledger.
All right, let's get Tammy back in. Tammy, what do you got going on today, Charles?
Just starting the work week.
And what do you do?
Construction.
Awesome. Were you using your shop vac? I heard a vacuum going.
Yes.
Are you jealous, Jess? You want to use the shop vac?
You know, I don't have a shop vac, and
I'm
would
surprised.
Really like one.
I'm surprised
I know.
You don't.
Charles did really well. 5 out of 5.
Wow. Oh, boy.
So here's what happens. Tammy, you're going to answer the questions. I'm not going to tell you whether you got them right or wrong until the end.
Okay.
To keep a little suspense going. So here we go. Jennifer Aniston admitted on Jimmy Kimmel Live that she carries a Ziploc bag that contains some of her dead therapist's ashes.
Weird.
Who did Aniston play on Friends?
Rachel.
It was revealed that Jelly Roll will be performing as part of the tribute to Ozzy Osbourne during the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony later this month. So that means he will not be singing Cher. I am so sorry. What was the name of the MTV reality show Ozzy and his family starred in?
The Osbournes.
Glamour Magazine's Women of the Year include Serena Williams, Sydney Sweeney, Taraji P. Henson, and Pamela Anderson. Before starring on Baywatch, what Tim Allen sitcom was Anderson a regular on?
Well, it could be like a double answer because she was the Tool Time girl on the show Tool Time, which was on Home Improvement. So it was a show within a show.
Okay. Just needed one answer. Matthew Broderick wishes he'd been on Sex and the City, but the schedule just never seemed to work out. His wife is the star of the show. What is her name?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
And finally, the Joker tops a ranking of the best clowns in pop culture. He's followed by Pennywise from It and Charlie Chaplin. Name any of the actors that have played Joker on the big screen.
Joaquin Phoenix.
All right. Let's go through these questions. Jennifer Aniston did play Rachel on Friends. You both got that right. The Osbournes was the name of the MTV reality show with Ozzy Osbourne and his family. You both got that right. Pamela Anderson was on Home Improvement. You both got that right. Matthew Broderick's wife, Sarah Jessica Parker, both got that right. And finally, the Joker. So there's been several people that have played him on screen. Heath Ledger is what Charles said. Jack Nicholson, Jared Leto. I forgot about Jared Leto. He was in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Joaquin Phoenix, who plays Joker. And we are all set. So that means, unfortunately, Charles, you did so good, but so did Tammy. So you're not going to get any of her money, but you will get a great prize just for playing.
Charles, you now have 4 tickets to San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event, which is SeaWorld's Howl-O Scream, going on now through November 2nd.
Thanks so much, ladies.
You are so welcome. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
It was a big weekend for producer Jessica, and it's a perfect day to share all about Girls Weekend since John is out for the day. It's birthday week, John.
John's birthday week.
We'd love to hear about your last Girls Weekend, Girls Week, Girls Night as well. 833-287-1037. So producer Jessica threw herself headfirst into this Girls Weekend, planning everything for her 3 best friends, had an itinerary that was pages long, even had a dress code. Mm-hmm. How did it go?
It was fantastic. The reviews are in, and you know what? They were stellar. It was such a fun-filled weekend. We did all of our favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
It started on Friday night. We went to a tiki bar. Then we went to see Dashboard Confessional because we're emo girls.
Right.
And so we went to an emo show and screamed our heads off Friday night. Saturday, we did a taco tour, which is amazing. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, because we have to do that as a show, you know, for research and all.
Research purposes, 1,000%. And then we went to the Shout House, which is a dueling piano bar, and then ran around downtown getting some other drinks, ended up at Whiskey Girl at one point. Like, we were, like, pretending we were in our 20s.
Sure.
But then realized we're not. At one point, but it was a great time. I had the best time I've had in a while, and they enjoyed it. All right, so we're wrapping up Girls Weekend. Jessica, what was your favorite part of the weekend?
You know, I have to say, I think the taco tour was my favorite.
Really?
It was different and awesome.
Of the itinerary that was prepared, if you could rate it 1 to 10, what would you give it a rating of?
Oh, 11. Oh. 100%.
That's right. Angelique.
Yes.
What was your favorite part of the weekend?
For me, I think the highlight was the Shout dueling piano bar. That was amazing. It took us back to our early 20s, and we had a lot of drinks.
Jenny, favorite part of the weekend?
Oh, that's a tough one for me. I love the taco tour because that was amazing food. The dueling pianos definitely brought back memories for us.
Yes.
The concert, though, you know, that's back to our roots of where we have so many memories. So
kind of our friendship roots.
Yes.
Well, ladies, I can't wait till the next one.
Yay!
Yay!
When's the last time you had a girls' weekend? What did you do? 833-287-1037. Do you think anyone is going to say that they had an itinerary pages long, including a dress code, producer Jessica, like you did?
I mean, only if they have amazing friends like me.
I have to remember this next time I want to plan something big. I think maybe I'll hire you to do it because you have it down to a science.
I love it.
We want to hear about your latest girls' weekend, girls' week, girls' night, whatever you can squeeze in. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. John is off today for birthday week, which is really kind of a scary torture thing that we're doing to him, but we love every moment of it. And with Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge this week, we want to give you tickets to SeaWorld's Howl-O Scream. And it is a fabulous time, even if you get your pants scared off you. And I can say that from experience.
We got this.
Oh, look, a bicycle.
Oh, a bicycle. It's Pee-wee.
Uh-huh. My best friend has already pushed me in front of her already. And why am I first?
I don't know. Just going to hide over here.
Is that you?
Oh, what?
Why were you clapping?
Oh, apparently. Sometimes when I'm scared, I clap. Don't know what that's all about. I went last year with producer Jessica and my best friend Darcy, and we had a really good time despite being afraid and despite seeing something like a pig man.
Why is there a flying pig man?
Flying pig man with a knife. Kind of creepy.
Oh, God, it's a pig man, a real live pig man.
A real live pig man.
I can't believe we were scared of a man that looked like a pig, but I guess new fear unlocked.
It was freaky. I also found out that producer Jessica and my best friend Darcy like to throw me under the bus, the one who's seemingly the most afraid, but they didn't care.
You have to take a turn being first. No, I don't. Darcy did it.
Your turn. Oh, God.
Well, you're pulling on me, so I don't know what I'm supposed to Happy Halloween.
I don't know. Oh,
my God. I don't know what's happening.
I don't want to go.
Okay, here.
I don't want to go.
With me right here.
Okay.
I'll block you.
Tammy's time. Here's what you don't know about me. You guys, I always make you guys face your fears.
Mm-hmm.
That actually is my biggest fear.
Which I would have never known until we went through with you.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, so we have the three scaredest people ever going together. That doesn't bode well for someone.
No.
And that, the end of it, it happened to, the someone was me. Shoving me first. I know there was one point when we were going through Howl's Scream where I was getting so frustrated because they wouldn't go ahead of me. I finally just said a cuss word and grabbed their hands. I'm like, okay, fine, we're going.
Yeah.
And I just forced myself to go through it. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. And that is the prize all this week with Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Nate Smith played Stagecoach 2024, and we are super excited for the next Stagecoach with Zach Bryan, Jelly Roll, Luke Combs being our headliners. And in just a minute, maybe I'll be calling your name to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach. Nate Smith just released his second album. I love it. It's called California Gold. And on that album is a collaboration with his pal Avril Lavigne. The song's called Can You Die from a Broken Heart?
I think Avril Lavigne's the perfect person to sing it with me. I'm a huge fan of her. My favorite song by her is I'm With You. And I feel like the song, like, I would never say it's that song, but, like, it has a nod to it. Like, it sort of feels like that to me.
Producer Jessica, there was a little bit of a rumor that didn't really get much traction, so I'm guessing it's not true, that maybe Nate Smith and Avril Lavigne were kind of dating?
They were seen skateboarding.
Yeah.
And he had just broken up with his girlfriend.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. And it probably was they got together to do this song, and they're like, you know, blowing off steam, or who knows? Maybe they were even shooting a video.
They did that performance together, I think at ACMs,
they
performed there together. And I heard about that rumor too, and I thought maybe it was true. And then I saw them perform together, and there was no, like, at least I didn't see any, like, romantic chemistry.
Yeah.
It looked like two friends, not two people that enjoy each other's company.
Right.
Like, admit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wonder if he is single now, though, because I think he did break up with his girlfriend.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything that relates to having a girlfriend in a while.
Mm.
Next time we chat with him, when we get him back on again, I'm just going to jump right in and ask him. It'll be a personal question. He doesn't have to answer. We'll see. But I am curious. He's so sweet and so nice, and I want him to be happy. You know?
I know. He's definitely a catch.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I agree.
He's one of those that I would want to set up with one of my friends and be like, hey, this guy's a catch.
Right. And you know that she would be taken care of, right?
Yeah.
He's
a good guy.
Something about him. John may be out today for birthday week, but we'll have him back tomorrow.
On the road again. John and Tammy on the road again.
Emily.
Yes.
You're going to Stagecoach.
Sorry. Sorry. Super excited.
Was that a little clap in there too?
Yes, it was.
I love that. The little...
Oh my God.
Happy claps, happy feet. Go ahead and scream again, Emily, because you're going to Stagecoach.
Yay! There's my cough again. Now what do I do?
Now what you got to do is you got to get yourself a place to stay. You got to start shopping, figure out what you're going to wear every day. You got to have a couple of changes of outfits each day, I think.
Got it. Yes, on it.
Emily, thank you for going to KSON.com, signing up to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach. You are now on it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
cute.
John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, refreshed by EcoWaterSoCal.com. Your water should be perfect. Sign up at KSON.com.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Kiara is in Ramona. Good morning, Kiara.
Hi, good morning, Tammy.
Kiara is going to take me on in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, being brought to you by a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, just go to a garagedoorandgatestore.com. The first thing you need to do, Kiara, is kick me out of the studio.
All right, Tammy, can you leave the studio, please?
You bet. Good luck, honey.
All right, Kiara, I got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to win $100.
I am ready.
All right, just a reminder, all ties go to Tammy. Here we go. Okay. Kim Kardashian wrote an essay for NBC News saying the Menendez brothers should have their sentences reconsidered. Her family has some experience with high-profile cases. Her dad, Robert, was a lawyer for what former football player accused of murdering his ex-wife?
O.J. Simpson.
In the cutest story of the weekend, 2 of the kid stars of School of Rock are rumored to have gotten engaged. Who played the teacher in School of Rock?
Oh, Jack Black. I think that's his actual name, but we'll go with it.
Okay. The 50th annual American Music Awards were last night. A.J. McLean and Lance Bass introduced a tribute to iconic boy bands throughout the ages. What 2 boy bands are those guys from?
Oh, probably NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, I would imagine.
Coldplay stopped by QVC to pimp their new album and serenade a caller. What actress was Coldplay lead singer Chris Martin once married to?
I don't know that one. Well, I probably don't know any of them, but I definitely don't know that one.
And finally, a random fact. Jamie Lee Curtis is godmother to siblings Jake Gyllenhaal and Maggie Gyllenhaal. How many Halloween movies has Curtis starred in?
Oh, I'll go with 4.
All right, let's get Tammy back in. Come on in, Tam. What do you got going on today, Kiara?
I'm just heading into work.
What do you do?
I work for the military doing curriculum management.
Okay, so kind of like a teacher for the military?
More of like just making sure the curriculum is up to date and like helping the instructors learn how to teach.
Awesome.
You're teaching the teachers.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, you did pretty well today. 3 out of 5.
Nice job.
Oh, not too bad.
Tammy, Kim Kardashian wrote an essay for NBC News saying the Menendez brothers should have their sentences reconsidered. Her family has some experience with high-profile cases. Her dad, Robert, was a lawyer for what former player accused of murdering his ex-wife?
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson is correct. Kiara also got that. We are tied at 1. In the cutest story of the weekend, 2 of the kid stars of School of Rock are rumored to have gotten engaged.
That is cute.
I'm in love with the story. Who played the teacher in School of Rock?
Jack Black.
Jack Black is correct. Kiara also got that. We are tied at 2. The 50th annual American Music Awards were last night. A.J. McLean and Lance Bass introduced a tribute to iconic boy bands throughout the ages at the show. What 2 boy bands are the pair from?
I would say the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Yeah, once rivals, now friends.
Love it.
I don't know what that means. All right. Kiara also got that. We are tied at 3. Coldplay stopped by QVC to pimp their new album and serenade a caller. Which actress was Coldplay lead singer Chris Martin once married to?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow is correct. Kiara didn't know. It is 4-3, Tammy. And finally, random fact. Jamie Lee Curtis is godmother to siblings Jake Gyllenhaal and Maggie Gyllenhaal. Did you know that?
I did not.
I thought that was really interesting. How many Halloween movies has Curtis starred in? This is a hard one. Sorry.
I don't know. 3?
7.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Right? So it was the original Halloween, Halloween 2, Halloween H2O 20 years later, Halloween Resurrection, Halloween, another Halloween in 2018 when they brought back the series, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends.
Wow.
Yeah. She's done a lot. So, Kiara, unfortunately, Tammy beat you 4-3, so you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but you are going to get a great prize.
You have 4 tickets now to attend San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event, SeaWorld's Howl-O-Scream, going on now through November 2nd.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's a good time. Tammy and I went last year and screamed our heads off.
Oh, yeah.
I've been to the Florida one, but I haven't been to the California one.
It's super fun. All right, Kiara, have a great time there. And before you leave, though, I do have to have you say this.
I am Kiara Ramona, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John will be back tomorrow. He was out today for birthday week.
Birthday week.
By the way, just to poke him. Throughout the week, feel free to call and just tell John, happy birthday week, because he'll hate it. Hi, Greg.
Hey, good morning.
How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was very busy.
What did you do?
Well, I'm proud to say I helped raise over $1.5 million over the weekend.
Okay. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was like, oh, yeah, we did this. Greg's like, I actually did something good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got my two little babies at home.
Yes.
But this weekend, it was all about fur babies and babies in need.
Okay.
Because on Saturday, Meg helped host the fur ball with the San Diego Humane Society.
And Meg, of course, is Greg's wife. She's also a meteorologist with ABC 10.
Yes, thank you. Nice plug.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday, we were out in Del Mar helping raise money for the March of Dimes.
Okay.
At their signature Chef's Gala.
So you literally raised money for fur babies and actual babies.
Yep.
Wow.
And God, why are you even here today? You should just pat yourself on the back and go home.
Thank you. I will take my leave. And yesterday, we actually made a substantial contribution ourselves because Meg had a little fun with her paddle, and we ended up winning an auction item that was valued over $1,000.
Oh, you didn't realize she was going to buy.
Well,
we didn't
realize she wouldn't be outbid, and Meg decided to push the envelope on that matter. So we did some good on our own as well. So thank you for that charitable donation, Meg. Thank you for that. I'll be...
John is off today for birthday week, which is really kind of a scary torture thing that we're doing to him, but we love every moment of it. And with Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge this week, we want to give you tickets to SeaWorld's Howl O Scream. And it is a fabulous time, even if you get your pants scared off you. And I can say that from experience.
We got this.
Oh, look, a bicycle.
Oh, a bicycle. It's Pee-wee.
Uh-huh. My best friend has already pushed me in front of her already. And why am I first?
I don't know. Just going to hide over here.
Is that you?
You're clapping. Why were you clapping?
Apparently, sometimes when I'm scared, I clap. Don't know what that's all about. I went last year with producer Jessica and my best friend Darcy, and we had a really good time despite being afraid and despite seeing something like a pig man.
Why is there a flying pig man? A
flying pig man with a knife. Kind of creepy.
Oh, God, it's a pig man, a real live pig man.
A real live pig man.
I can't believe we were scared of a man that looked like a pig, but I guess new fear unlocked.
It was freaky. I also found out that producer Jessica and my best friend Darcy like to throw me under the bus, the one who's seemingly the most afraid, but they didn't care.
You have to take a turn being first.
No, I don't.
Darcy did it.
I never turn. So many
Well, you're pulling on me, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Happy Halloween.
I don't know. Oh, my God. I don't know what's happening.
Okay. I don't want to go.
Okay, here.
I don't want to go.
With me right here.
Okay.
I'll block you.
Tammy's time. Here's what you don't know about me. You guys, I always make you guys face your fears.
Mm-hmm.
That actually is my biggest fear.
Which I would have never known until we went through with you.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, so we have the three scaredest people ever going together. That doesn't bode well for someone.
No.
And that the end of it happened to someone was me. shoving me first. I know there was one point when we were going through Howl's Scream where I was getting so frustrated because they wouldn't go ahead of me. I finally just said a cuss word and grabbed their hands. I'm like, okay, fine, we're going.
Yeah.
And I just forced myself to go through it. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. And that is the prize all this week with Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Nate Smith played Stagecoach 2024, and we are super excited for the next Stagecoach with Zach Bryan, Jelly Roll, Luke Combs being our headliners. And in just a minute, maybe I'll be calling your name to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach. Nate Smith just released his second album. I love it. It's called California Gold. And on that album is a collaboration with his pal Avril Lavigne. The song's called Can You Die from a Broken Heart?
I think Avril Lavigne's the perfect person to sing it with me. I'm a huge fan of her. My favorite song by her is I'm With You. And I feel like the song, like, I would never say it's that song, but, like, it has a nod to it. Like, it sort of feels like that to me.
Producer Jessica, there was a little bit of a rumor that didn't really get much traction, so I'm guessing it's not true, that maybe Nate Smith and Avril Lavigne were kind of dating?
They were seen skateboarding.
Yeah.
And he had just broken up with his girlfriend.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. And it probably was they got together to do this song, and they're, like, you know, blowing off steam, or who knows? Maybe they were even shooting a video.
They did that performance together, I think, at ACM.
ACM, yes.
Performed there together, and I heard about that rumor, too, and I thought maybe it was true. And then I saw them perform together, and there was no, like, at least I didn't see any, like, romantic chemistry. It looked like two friends, not two people that enjoy each other's company.
Right.
Like, admit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wonder if he is single now, though, because I think he did break up with his girlfriend.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything that relates to having a girlfriend in a while. Next time we chat with him, when we get him back on again, I'm just going to jump right in and ask him. It'll be a personal question. He doesn't have to answer. We'll see. But I am curious. He's so sweet and so nice, and I want him to be happy. You know?
He's definitely a catch.
Mm-hmm. Like, I agree.
He's one of those that I would want to set up with one of my friends and be like, hey, this guy's a catch.
Right. And you know that she would be taken care of, right?
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Something about him. John may be out today for birthday week, but we'll have him back tomorrow.
John and Tammy on the road again.
Emily.
Yes.
You're going to Stagecoach.
Sorry. Super excited.
Was that a little clap in there too?
Yes, it was.
I love that. The little.
Oh my God.
Happy claps, happy feet. Go ahead and scream again, Emily, because you're going to Stagecoach.
Yay. There's my clap again. Now what do I do?
Now what you got to do is you got to get yourself a place to stay. You got to start shopping, figure out what you're going to wear every day. You got to have a couple of changes of outfits each day, I think.
Got it. Yes, on it.
Emily, thank you for going to KSON.com, signing up to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach. You are now on it. Congratulations. John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, refreshed by EcoWaterSoCal.com. Your water should be perfect. Sign up at KSON.com.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Kiara is in Ramona. Good morning, Kiara.
Hi, good morning, Tammy.
Kiara is going to take me on in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, being brought to you by a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. Just go to a garage door and gate store.com. The first thing you need to do, Kiara, is kick me out of the studio.
All right, Tammy, can you leave the studio, please?
You bet. Good luck, honey.
All right, Kiara, I got five pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to win $100.
I am ready.
All right, just a reminder, all ties go to Tammy. Here we go. Okay. Kim Kardashian wrote an essay for NBC News saying the Menendez brothers should have their sentences reconsidered. Her family has some experience with high-profile cases. Her dad, Robert, was a lawyer for what former football player accused of murdering his ex-wife?
O.J. Simpson.
In the cutest story of the weekend, two of the kid stars of School of Rock are rumored to have gotten engaged. Who played the teacher in School of Rock?
Oh, Jack Black. I think that's his actual name, but we'll go with it.
Okay. the 50th annual American Music Awards were last night. AJ McLean and Lance Bass introduced a tribute to iconic boy bands throughout the ages. What two boy bands are those guys from?
Oh, probably NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, I would imagine.
Coldplay stopped by QVC to pimp their new album and serenade a caller. What actress was Coldplay lead singer Chris Martin once married to?
I don't know that one. Well, I probably don't know any of them, but I definitely don't know that one.
And finally, a random fact. Jamie Lee Curtis is godmother to siblings Jake Gyllenhaal and Maggie Gyllenhaal. How many Halloween movies has Curtis starred in?
Oh, I'll go with 4.
All right, let's get Tammy back in. Come on in, Tam. What do you got going on today, Kiara?
I'm just heading into work.
What do you do?
I work for the military doing curriculum management.
Okay, so kind of like a teacher for the military?
More of like just making sure the curriculum is up to date and like helping the instructors learn how to teach.
Awesome.
You're teaching the teachers.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, you did pretty well today. 3 out of 5.
Nice job.
Oh, not too bad.
Tammy, Kim Kardashian wrote an essay for NBC News saying the Menendez brothers should have their sentences reconsidered. Her family has some experience with high-profile cases. Her dad, Robert, was a lawyer for what former player accused of murdering his ex-wife?
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson is correct. Kiara also got that. We are tied at 1. In the cutest story of the weekend, 2 of the kid stars of School of Rock are rumored to have gotten engaged.
That is cute.
I'm in love with the story. Who played the teacher in School of Rock?
Jack Black.
Jack Black is correct. Kiara also got that. We are tied at 2. The 50th annual American Music Awards were last night. AJ McLean and Lance Bass introduced a tribute to iconic boy bands throughout the ages at the show. What two boy bands are the pair from?
I would say the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Yeah, once rivals, now friends.
Love it.
I don't know what that means. All right. Kiara also got that. We are tied at 3. Coldplay stopped by QVC to pimp their new album and serenade a caller. Which actress was Coldplay lead singer Chris Martin once married to?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow is correct. Kiara didn't know. It is 4-3, Tammy. And finally, random fact. Jamie Lee Curtis is godmother to siblings Jake Gyllenhaal and Maggie Gyllenhaal. Did you know that?
I did not.
I thought that was really interesting. How many Halloween movies has Curtis starred in? This is a hard one. Sorry.
I don't know. 3?
7.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Right? So it was the original Halloween, Halloween 2, Halloween H2O 20 years later, Halloween Resurrection, Halloween, another Halloween in 2018 when they brought back the series, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends.
Wow.
Yeah. She's done a lot. So, Kiara, unfortunately, Tammy beat you 4-3, so you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but you are going to get a great prize.
You have 4 tickets now to attend San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event, SeaWorld's Howl of Scream, going on now through November 2nd.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's a good time. Tammy and I went last year and screamed our heads off.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've been to the Florida one, but I haven't been to the California one.
It's super fun. All right, Kiara, have a great time there. And before you leave, though, I do have to have you say this.
I am Kiara Ramona, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Don will be back tomorrow. He was out today for birthday week.
Birthday week.
By the way, just to poke him. Throughout the week, feel free to call and just tell John, happy birthday week, because he'll hate it. Hi, Greg.
Hey, good morning.
How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was very busy.
What did you do?
Well, I'm proud to say I helped raise over $1.5 million over the weekend.
Okay. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was like, oh, yeah, we did this. Greg's like, I actually did something good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got my 2 little babies at home.
Yes.
But this weekend, it was all about fur babies and babies in need.
Okay.
Because on Saturday, Meg helped host the fur ball with the San Diego Humane Society.
And Meg, of course, is Greg's wife. She's also a meteorologist with ABC 10.
Yes, thank you. Nice plug.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday, we were out in Del Mar helping raise money for the March of Dimes.
Okay.
At their signature Chef's Gala.
So you literally raised money for fur babies and actual babies.
Yep.
Wow.
And God, why are you even here today? You should just pat yourself on the back and go home.
Thank you. I will take my leave.
And yesterday, we actually made a substantial contribution ourselves because Meg had a little fun with her paddle and we ended up winning an auction item that was valued over $1,000.
Oh, you didn't realize she was going to buy.
Well,
we didn't
realize she wouldn't be outbid. And Meg decided to push the envelope on that matter. So we did some good on our own as well. So thank you for that charitable donation, Meg. Thank you for that. I'll be in charge of the paddles next time we go. Well, we're going to have a wonderful weekend at Aviara in Carlsbad. I'll tell you that.
Well, you better have a
staycation.
Yes,
it'll be very nice.
What do you got coming up to give away this week, Gregory?
Oh, this week we have a great prize in the lunchtime link at 12:20. 4 packs of tickets to Imaginarium.
Oh, nice.
Which is very cool. Lit up trail with beautiful light displays. Fun for the whole family. It's going to be a really fun week.
All right. So you can win with Greg today with the lunchtime link at 12:20. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
On the road again. John and Tammy on the road again.
Emily.
Yes.
You're going to Stagecoach.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm excited.
Was that a little clap in there, too?
Yes, it was.
I love that. The little...
Oh, my God.
Happy claps. Happy feet. Go ahead and scream again, Emily, because you're going to Stagecoach.
Yay! There's my clap again. Now what do I do?
Now what you got to do is you got to get yourself a place to stay. You got to start shopping, figure out what you're going to wear every day. You got to have a couple of changes of outfits each day, I think.
Got it. Yes, on it.
Emily, thank you for going to KSON.com, signing up to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach. You are now on it. Congratulations. John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, refreshed by EcoWaterSoCal.com. Your water should be perfect. Sign up at KSON.com.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got 5 pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's Hollywood Knowledge.
Kiara is in Ramona. Good morning, Kiara.
Hi, good morning, Tammy.
Kiara is going to take me on in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, being brought to you by a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. Just go to a garage door and gate store.com. The first thing you need to do, Kiara, is kick me out of the studio.
All right, Tammy, can you leave the studio, please?
You bet. Good luck, honey.
All right, Kiara, I got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to win $100.
I am ready.
All right, just a reminder, all ties go to Tammy. Here we go. Okay. Kim Kardashian wrote an essay for NBC News saying the Menendez brothers should have their sentences reconsidered. Her family has some experience with high-profile cases. Her dad, Robert, was a lawyer for what former football player accused of murdering his ex-wife?
O.J. Simpson.
In the cutest story of the weekend, 2 of the kid stars of School of Rock are rumored to have gotten engaged. Who played the teacher in School of Rock?
Oh, Jack Black. I don't know if that's his actual name, but we'll go with it.
Okay. The 50th annual American Music Awards were last night. A.G. McLean and Lance Bass introduced a tribute to iconic boy bands throughout the ages. What 2 boy bands are those guys from?
Oh, probably NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, I would imagine.
Coldplay stopped by QVC to pimp their new album and serenade a caller. What actress was Coldplay lead singer Chris Martin once married to?
I probably don't know any of them, but I definitely don't know that one.
And finally, a random fact. Jamie Lee Curtis is godmother to siblings Jake Gyllenhaal and Maggie Gyllenhaal. How many Halloween movies has Curtis starred in?
Oh, I'll go with 4.
All right, let's get Tammy back in. Come on in, Tam. What do you got going on today, Kiara?
I'm just heading into work.
What do you do?
I work for the military doing curriculum management.
Okay, so kind of like a teacher for the military?
More of like just making sure the curriculum is up to date and like helping the instructors learn how to teach.
Awesome.
You're teaching the teachers.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, you did pretty well today. 3 out of 5.
Nice job.
Oh, not too bad.
Tammy, Kim Kardashian wrote an essay for NBC News saying the Menendez brothers should have their sentences reconsidered. Her family has some experience with high-profile cases. Her dad, Robert, was a lawyer for what former player accused of murdering his ex-wife?
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson is correct. Kiara also got that. We are tied at 1. In the cutest story of the weekend, 2 of the kid stars of School of Rock are rumored to have gotten engaged.
That is cute.
I'm in love with the story. Who played the teacher in School of Rock?
Jack Black.
Jack Black is correct. Kiara also got that. We are tied at 2. The 50th annual American Music Awards were last night. AJ McLean and Lance Bass introduced a tribute to iconic boy bands throughout the ages at the show. What 2 boy bands are the pair from?
I would say the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Yeah, once rivals, now friends.
Love it.
I don't know what that means. All right. Kiara also got that. We are tied at 3. Coldplay stopped by QVC to pimp their new album and serenade a caller. Which actress was Coldplay lead singer Chris Martin once married to?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow is correct. Kiara didn't know. It is 4-3, Tammy. And finally, random fact. Jamie Lee Curtis is godmother to siblings Jake Gyllenhaal and Maggie Gyllenhaal. Did you know that?
I did not.
I thought that was really interesting. How many Halloween movies has Curtis starred in? This is a hard one. Sorry.
I don't know. 3?
7.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Right? So it was the original Halloween, Halloween 2, Halloween H2O 20 years later, Halloween Resurrection, Halloween, another Halloween in 2018 when they brought back the series, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends.
Wow.
Yeah, she's done a lot. So, Kiara, unfortunately, Tammy beat you 4-3, so you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but you are going to get a great prize.
You have 4 tickets now to attend San Diego's largest nighttime Halloween event, SeaWorld's Howl of Scream, going on now through November 2nd.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's a good time. Tammy and I went last year and screamed our heads off.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've been to the Florida one, but I haven't been to the California one.
It's super fun. All right, Kiara, have a great time there. And before you leave, though, I do have to have you say this.
I am Kiara Ramona, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Don will be back tomorrow. He was out today for birthday week.
Birthday week.
By the way, just to poke him. Throughout the week, feel free to call and just tell John, happy birthday week, because he'll hate it. Hi, Greg.
Hey, good morning.
How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was very busy.
What did you do?
Well, I'm proud to say I helped raise over $1.5 million over the weekend.
Okay. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was like, oh, yeah, we did this. Greg's like, I actually did something good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got my 2 little babies at home.
Yes.
But this weekend, it was all about fur babies and babies in need.
Okay.
Because on Saturday, Meg helped host the fur ball with the San Diego Humane Society.
And Meg, of course, is Greg's wife. She's also a meteorologist with ABC 10.
Yes, thank you. Nice plug.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday, we were out in Del Mar helping raise money for the March of Dimes.
Okay.
At their signature Chef's Gala.
So you literally raised money for fur babies and actual babies.
Yep.
Wow.
And God, why are you even here today? You should just pat yourself on the back and go home.
Thank you. I will take my leave. And yesterday, we actually made a substantial contribution ourselves because Meg had a little fun with her paddle and we ended up winning an auction item that was valued over
$1,000. Oh, you didn't realize she was going
to
buy.
Well, oh, no.
We didn't realize she wouldn't be outbid. And Meg decided to push the envelope on that matter. So we did some good on our own. As well. So thank you for that charitable donation, Meg. Thank you for that. I'll be in charge of the paddles next time we go. Well, we're going to have a wonderful weekend at Aviara in Carlsbad.
Oh,
I'll tell you that.
Well, you better have
staycation.
A wonderful weekend.
Yes, it'll be very nice.
What do you got coming up to give away this week, Gregory?
Oh, this week we have a great prize in the lunchtime link at 12:20. 4 packs of tickets to Imaginarium.
Oh, nice.
Which is very cool. Lit up trail with beautiful light displays. Fun for the whole family. It's going to be a really fun week.
All right, so you can win with Greg today with the lunchtime link at 12:20. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.